Girls, welcome to your new favorite all-girl podcast, The Pink Room, where making sense with girls is legal. And I'm your host, Lachey. And today, we have three new ladies with us. We have here Janiqua. Hey, girl.
Hi.
And we have here Amanda.
Hey.
And we have Brianna. Hey, Bri.
Hey.
Hey, y'all. Welcome What's to up? The Pink Room.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited for today's episode. It's the four of us.
Yes.
It's okay. Like back in the day, three-way.
Right. Okay. So, you know, it's Black History Month, and we're celebrating all the Black women. So I got to start y'all off with two questions, two Black History questions. Y'all ready? Anybody can answer.
Right. Oh, God. I'm scared.
Okay. What African-American woman educator said this? Next to God, we are in debt to women, first for life itself, and then for making it worth living. Who said that?
God. You're not going to give us multiple choice?
ABCD?
Nah, sorry, y'all. Not today.
Maya Angelou?
Wow. That's what I want to say, Maya Angelou.
Nope.
Amelia Earhart?
Nope. One more guess. Where you at, Bree?
I don't know.
You
girl.
Said you said she was an educator?
Yes.
I don't know.
Amanda Hines?
Go back to history class.
No. Mary McLeod Bethune.
Girl,
I was just about to say that.
Go back to history 101.
And for those listeners that don't know who that is, she was an educator who founded Bethune-Cookman College and served as its president, and she also founded the National Council of Negro Women in 1935.
Okay, you go ahead now.
All right, next question. This is the last one. Who was the first African-American woman astronaut and a leading scientist and also an advocate for girls' education?
Somebody
go get Google.
Bring on my door.
You said first African American astronaut.
Yes, you better not be googling it.
I'm not. You said a woman, right? I'm trying
Amelia
to think.
Amelia Earhart. No.
Oh my God.
Oh, Macy Jimison.
No, so I feel like you googled it. She googled it. She googled
it. No, I did not.
She cheated.
She
I did like, not. Like, I know a little bit of my history.
I mean, this is how I know you was cheating because you was like, you said first astronaut. You wanted to clarify.
And then I said a woman, right? So then,
I didn't keep that part.
So then I typed the first African American astronaut. A man came up. Then I said a woman, right? So then I typed
hey,
a woman.
Yo. Wow. Y'all lucky I got another one. Y'all lucky because you would have been answering Google the third one. Anyway, moving along. Let's get this girl talk going. And to begin, of course, I have to ask our famous question. What's your favorite thing about being a girl? Who wants to answer first?
Bri, you go first.
No, we have to go first.
Janiqua, you go first.
I'll go first. Since I answered last episode, I'll answer. Okay. My favorite thing about being a girl is just that, being a girl. Like, I love showing my feminine side. Like, I love getting my nails done, my hair done, just feeling cute, smelling good. Just everything that comes with being a girl, I just like it. That's it.
I like having a woman's intuition.
Oh, that's a good one. That is.
I may have to take that one.
No, that's a good one.
That's a great one. What I like about being a girl.
Hello, are y'all girls? Like, what's going on?
I think for me, I like the sense of being a mother, giving birth.
Okay.
And being able to carry the child.
Yes.
And I know some people do it naturally, but I did the epidural. But it's very empowering to be able to deal with all of that pain.
I was natural over here.
The epidural is still natural, girl.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. At least you ain't get it cut out you when you were sleeping.
Well, Shay used to pain, so now she's too. Girl, girl.
But then that too, a C-section as well. That's a lot of shrimp.
Yeah, I think that might low key be worse than a vaginal birth. But I don't know. I don't know all the facts. So
pushing.
I think recovery wise, it's worse.
Right,
C-section recovery is definitely worse. Longer.
Amanda, we're waiting for you to answer so we can move on.
The thing I like, okay, what I like about being a girl is that I really like woman's intuition.
Is that why you like being a girl?
That is why I like being a girl. It is for my intuition because I really be on point. And I'm here to tell y'all to do not ignore that shit at all. Because if you ignore your intuition, you're going to get your feelings hurt right after. You're going to be mad at yourself for ignoring it.
That I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like me personally, I don't know. I feel like I'm not in tune with my women's intuition. Like, I feel like mine don't be speaking to me. Or maybe it do and I just be ignoring it.
Maybe you just be ignoring it because it's random. It's like a random thought that just pop up in your fucking head. So something. Oh, can we curse on you?
Yeah, we curse. Okay.
not with a 5.1.
But like, it's a random thought that just popped in your head, and some people do just nix it out. Like, it ain't nothing. But
right.
It probably be in your head for
you gotta
a reason.
Practice it. That's how you know. Like, when you feel like, I knew I should never done that. I knew I should never done that. And then you learn like that. If you've been ignoring it for so long, you don't even hear it no more. You don't even feel
right.
it anymore.
I feel like that's me. Well, we all got that little voice in our back of our head, so I'm pretty sure men got their own little intuition, too?
Yeah. And do they use it half the time? Probably not.
Probably not.
This shit probably don't work as adequate as ours.
Nah,
they shit is to do bad in the world. Right, they need to ignore that shit.
They work with the first thought that comes to mind.
Basically,
they got that dog eat dog type of.
For real.
Mentality.
Some men.
Our intuition is to prevent harm.
Right,
to
protect
to cause
us,
it.
To protect right, ourselves.
Right.
Damn.
They looking for the next come up, like
I gotta.
But that's some men.
That's true. Not all.
Majority.
Majority, but you know we ain't gonna turn into a hate that... men session.
Right. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. All right, ladies. Today we're gonna talk about some makeup. We about to get into makeup. How y'all feel about that?
I'm with it. I'm not the biggest. No, I'm no super scent, but I'm okay.
You know, this is
no. You don't want to be super scent anyway because her crayon case is garbage. Okay,
I was gonna bring that up too. What made you say it's garbage now? Because you was in love with that palette.
Yeah, she still is in love.
No. And now she hates it.
This picture right here that you see.
I know it's the damn crayon case.
Don't do that.
When I did this makeup look, that's when I realized. Her crayon case is not that good. Like, I was stacking on pink, what's the other one start with M?
Magenta.
Stacking on it.
Did you use your primer first?
Yes, I used concealer first. And I had to keep putting it on.
I like it. I like it to a certain extent. But she has nothing on Morphe. The Morphe palette has nothing on it.
I want to try that. How much that palette costs?
They like probably cheat like
$20.
You said 20?
28.
Ooh. You get a mini though for like 15.
Yeah, I want to try that in the African lady, Juvia's Place.
Yes, I have
Juvia's
that.
Juvia's Place is good.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, I'm over the crayon case. And I was so hyped to get it, but.
But you know what, Lachey? Speaking of the concealer, are you using base products? Like, are you using
like a white base behind?
Yeah, like a white base. Cause I use a white base. I don't know what it's called, but it's like a the Louise P. Louise.
No, I just use the concealer and then I put the eyeshadow.
No, use the base. I'm telling you, your colors will
damn.
Pop.
So I gotta use the concealer and use a base.
That's
what some people do.
When I do my cut and creases, that's why you can see my color. Like, you can see my bright orange, my bright pink, because I use a base.
Wow.
I don't know my base.
Oh yeah, I gotta write that down because I didn't know that. I just thought putting like a lot of concealer would help you bring it out.
No, girl, I switched from concealer to base now. I'm gonna send you the products that I use, and I'm telling you, go to Morphe and Newport Mall, and you'll be hooked. It's only $10.
Oh,
and Morphe online has afterpay. It ain't no shame in my game. I would do 4 installments of $28.
No, I would too. Let me tell you, when afterpay first came out, I want to say 2018. I was using that shit for Forever 21. I got mad coats and jackets from Forever 21.
Yup.
We used afterpay, and I think Charlotte Russe had it once upon a time.
I found out Ugg had it. I'm like, yes, because I'm sorry. That 160 coming out at one time, that junk hurts my soul.
I tried to get that shit with Uggs. It wouldn't let me do it.
I'm surprised. It's right online. It works for me.
Really? It worked for my other friend, but that ain't shit didn't work for me.
All I need is Nike. If Nike come out with Afterpay, it's over.
Everybody about to be out here with the freshest. But believe it or not, a lot of big brands be using that shit. Because Fenty, they use it too. I was on Sephora the other day, and they got Afterpay as well.
I didn't know Sephora had it. I need to go check that out.
Oh, wait,
out.
No. Was it Sephora? Or was it
DSW got it.
Oh, yeah, DSW. Steve Madden got it.
I'm telling you.
Ulta got it. I don't think that was Sephora, y'all. I think I'm lying. I think I was on a hair company that had it, but hair company got it, too.
A hair company has it?
Yes, so, Maven. Yeah. Maven got it.
Yeah, they be saying that. Buy now, pay later. Yeah. Those hair companies.
But Maven, that's some good hair, so I would definitely use that.
Y'all saw that Maven commercial was like, body here and we gonna install it.
Yeah, place. I did all that and they was gonna send me to the one in West Orange, but it wouldn't let me check out. It was why not? I don't know. It was quad pay because Uggs got quad pay, and they don't let me use it. So quad pay got something against me.
Damn. Did you owe them? I mean, not it's not well. It ain't
really no my business. And it's did not you like them? You. No, it's not like you put it in no information. Or you put it in your email. Exactly. So I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, so what's y'all beauty must haves? Like 3 things you have to have.
Brow, eyeliner, pistol, lip liner.
Oh my god!
I got one and one thing only, and I'm gonna let y'all say y'all's first. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead, Brie. Go ahead.
I need my lashes. I need my brow pencil.
Only 3.
And I need the cut and crease pencil, you know, with the little brush on it, so I can do my brows.
I need my lip gloss. That's number one. Lashes and my hair glue for the lashes.
Oh my gosh, you acting.
That's included.
That's included? So yes. I get one more?
Yeah, you get one more.
Yeah, all right. I didn't mention that.
Alright, my eyeliner for my mole.
Yeah, I gotta have a dark lip. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm still getting jiggy with that. What's yours, Amanda? I'm gonna guess
eyeliner.
Right. I knew it.
Eyeliner. My face could be beat to the gods if I don't see a black liner on my eyelids. I don't want it.
Still to this day.
I remember the first time I put on black eyeliner and somebody asked me, did I have on contacts? I was sold. These are my eyes. I just have on eyeliner today. I was sold. And to be specific, Fenty Beauty eyeliner only. That's the only eyeliner I fuck with now is Fenty Beauty. Yes.
How much is hers?
I think it's $18.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's a pencil or is it like the thing you twist off?
It's not a twist off. It's a liquid. You just take off the cap and you go like that.
I really don't like the liquid ones. I barely use eyeliners, but I don't like the liquid ones. Them shit's kind of brown.
I'm still trying to learn how to do it. My junk be all over the place. Look, I scratched the lawn in my eye.
Right. What about the wing? Y'all be doing the wing? I hate that.
I be crying.
That's the wing. That's a liquid eyeliner.
Right? But some people, I mean, yeah. But you also could do it with like the pencil eyeliner.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Some people don't like an exaggerated wing. Some people like big wings. Short.
So if you want the dramatic wing, you would use the liquid.
Yeah, like a posh, you would need the liquid.
Because a pencil, if you try to drag it too out or too high, it comes draggy. Like, you're going to see, like, the streaks. It's not going to look like
it. Looks more smooth with the liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Either way, that shit ugly.
Whoa, you don't like wings?
No, I don't.
Sometimes the wings.
I'm surprised. I feel like that's the beauty of an eyeliner.
But sometimes... Some people overdo it with the wings. Some I have seen wings that touch their brows.
You know how I feel? I feel like if you got nice lashes, you don't need the wings.
Exactly. And I always got lashes on, so it's like, I don't really...
And I feel like the wing, dude, the shadow of the wing, like your lashes, is the same shadow that the wing give you.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. That wing be blocking out that hair glue. The black glue.
That's true. Now, that is true. I told Lachey that the other day. I was like, that make it look more clean, like put together. That's true.
Yeah, but I don't know how, to do top eyelid eyeliner to begin with. Either I only know how to do it under my eye. That's it.
Under my eyes be hard because that joint, since I got like little creases under my eyes, it start folding in my crease.
So I just started doing that, I just got better at it. So you got to put concealer underneath your eyelid and then help it stick.
I didn't know that.
I feel like after a while, underneath your eye get black, make you like it get dark after a while.
Yes, and unless you know you got raccoon eyes and you looking older. Like
that's what the concealer's for, though. It cleans it up.
No, but we talk about your natural face.
Oh, I thought it was lighter under your eyes, though. Somebody told me that that's why they conceal right there because it's lighter.
No, we talk about the eyeliner underneath your eye. When you put that on, like on a regular basis,
it'll make your face darker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like you got a black eye. And when you're trying to clean it off, like rubbing it right there around your eyes, very sensitive. So it makes it dark around your eye trying to wipe it off every day.
Word, Matt, irritated.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I also feel like when you put eyeliner on top or bottom, it's like, even when you wipe it off, it still feel like it's there. Like, you wipe it all off, but it just do not look the same.
You be having a scrub.
For real, like, and then it's still not off until, like, the next 2 days.
I remember, summer 2016, when we used to be out here, and I first started wearing eyeliner, I used to have my lashes, and I used to wear the eyeliner under my eyes, and that was it. We went out, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And each day I had eyeliner on and I went to sleep with the shit on. By like Monday, in the middle, not the middle, the corner of my eye, it was all red. Because I was falling asleep with the eyeliner and I think it was like leaking into my eyelid.
Yeah, don't sleep with your makeup on your face.
That's something you could do once in the blue moon. Yo. Just switch doing it night after night after night.
Yeah, you can. That joint will fucking mess your face.
I'm the queen of sleeping with my makeup on.
Yeah, that's not good, Lachey. You're going to wake up with pimples on your face.
You be doing that, too.
I do. And what does Manny say? Get up and wash your face. I be drunk and all. Get up and wash your face.
After a long night, evening, son, I'm coming in the house. I'm going to bed.
I got this, son. That junk, I don't know. I don't have time for that shit no more.
I'll take the pimples. I'm sorry. I'll be
ladies.
So
wash your face. Do not follow after these women. Okay.
You know what? I think for people who's listening and you guys, I feel like I got this really good night cream for my face, and it just like I feel like it just works so good. But you can't use it in the daytime. You only could use it at night. So I got it from my dermatologist.
Oh, yeah. That's
You take your makeup off first, then you put the cream?
Yeah, so I have to wash my face when I wear makeup because I'll be so eager to use my cream.
Man, I need some because I go right to sleep. Lashes and all. Lipstick and all.
Girl, bite.
I'll be
whole pillow a different color.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning.
Yep.
Dumbass. How y'all feel about bottom lashes?
Girl, I've been wanting to try those.
I know.
I don't know how they do it. I heard somebody cut their lashes and glued them.
Yeah, I seen that on YouTube. They said take an old pair of strip lashes and cut them pieces and put them and use them as bottom lashes.
You know what? I'm going to try that this weekend. I'm going to because I got to do a get ready with me. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I've been wanting to try it too. I just never got around to it. I think that would be so cute. Don't cut it too thick, though.
Now I seen somebody looked at very scary. I don't know what
they did. And Bree be saying that too. Certain people on Instagram. Yes, yo, they make them be looking crazy and scary. I'm just like
I ain't gonna lie. It be looking like they did hard work on that shit. But for me, it's like
it do be looking like hard work. Like it be nice, but the fucking design itself look
be scary.
Yeah. I saw some scary makeup looks.
No, I seen one scary makeup look, and it was actually nice, but it was scary.
I hate when it's like a double eye. Like, when they close their eyes, it's like another eye. I'll be like,
we keep
showing this one girl. She dark skin. She got, like, brown makeup on. I don't know. It's weird looking, but
it's brown and black. It looks scary. It's
you
got bottom
lashes. You gotta send it to me so I can see.
This one girl, so I was like, "Mommy, I don't like it. It's scary."
That'd be Malachi when I be having my lashes on in the bed. He'd be telling me he'd be creeping him out.
They so long. Like, that's why.
I'm like, be quiet.
be quiet. I'm your mother.
I'm like, be quiet. No, I lashes. I like when they touch my eyebrows. Like when I be blinking my eyes and they ruffle my eyebrows. I like that.
Oh my god,
I do.
Wow, you gotta.
Have you ever had long lashes on that is so long that when you look it straight, you can see the hairs?
What? Hell yeah. Or when your lashes mad long and you outside and the sun is reflecting on you and you see your lashes on your cheeks. Your lashes be reflecting on the thing.
Loves all of that shit.
I do. People be doing these get ready for me. Do they really be going out or do they just be in the house?
Like, they be going to bed.
They be going to bed. Some of them.
I'm not about to do a full face just to go to bed.
I would.
Some people do.
That's their profession.
That's they like. They need to get a video out there just for a view. They gonna do that.
That's mad makeup I'm wasting.
You know what? I respect that because if it was my dumb ass, I'm going to find somewhere.
No,
to go.
Me too, son.
I'll find a place where I have no business being.
I've been already posting up makeup looks all week, though, and not having went anywhere.
No, I cannot see myself taking the time doing my face and then wiping it off. And nobody seeing me.
No, a lot of people about to see it when you're recording.
For real.
You getting subscribers from that. You getting views from that. People are getting paid from
that. Yeah, but I'm about to get a drink bought for me with that shit. You bugging. I'm outside. I'm going outside. Y'all bugging. That's crazy. I'm thinking about all the eyeshadow I just bought that's wasted. Right. My foundation I just wasted. I mean,
girl, some of the people on YouTube get paid thousands of dollars, $3,000 just to upload a fucking get ready with me. They is not wasting no makeup.
You right.
They all right, and they still go on to bed when they done.
I do get bored. If I'm gonna get dressed, I might as well go out. And then some of these people be doing these get ready with me. It be early as hell in the morning.
Yes.
With black eyeshadow, black lipstick on early in the morning.
And they just be taking that shit off right after they done recording.
Nah, but the difference between me is if I do my makeup early in the morning, I'm going to run some errands.
Right. I'm being a register. Like, oh wait, I got the 27
cent. It's gonna be like 10 a.m. They be like,
right.
Like, damn, where you coming from? Where you going? Or where you coming from?
That's fine with me.
Word, that would be me.
Put my dirty clothes in the washing machine. Like,
what's y'all favorite makeup brand? Like,
oh, mine is Bare Minerals.
Oh yeah, I like them. I had one with this. Mine is NYX. I like NYX. I love everything from them.
Yeah, NYX is good. Me, I'm going between Fenty Beauty or NARS.
Wait, what are you specifically talking about?
Yeah, look, what are we talking about?
Like, I mean, like, are you talking about foundation?
Like your go-to brand,
like if you got a gift card to go inside this brand and you could get like whatever you want. If you get a gift card, what brand would you want it to say?
Oh no, I'm going to Morphe.
Okay, Morphe? Okay, I fucks with them too because I like they setting spray. That's the setting spray.
Oh yeah, that setting spray is white. Like
it smells so good, and that shit $20.
So I, yeah, I
Michelle, but the one you like is by Jeffree Star.
No, I haven't bought that one yet.
She got the Jeffree Star one?
No, but she said she wanted, when she came, she said she wanted the pink
no,
one.
No, I do. That's why I said Morphe.
And I told her, you know the pink one is by Jeffree Star, right?
I was already telling Mandy today, I want to get the new Jeffree Star makeup palette because it looked like a purse. Like that velvet.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Oh, wait, that's what I
pretty.
He revealed it today. It launches the
21st
of February.
The packaging is beautiful,
but the shades are ass.
So, Amanda, you getting it?
She said, yeah, I'm going to do a review on it. I'm going to get it.
We're going to get it. I ain't
getting it. I'm doing a review on it for YouTube.
That's $56.
Look, it's for YouTube.
Okay, YouTube well, gonna pay her $32 back.
It's an investment.
No, basically,
it's an asset, not a liability.
YouTube gonna be paying you back for that shit.
For what's real, that's what all them people went broke for Ivy Park to get their damn views up. That's
exactly what they did. That junk is in their closet hanging up somewhere.
Yo, what's good with that? Is all the stuff the same color, like the purple and the orange or something?
Yup, all the same color, no other color. All purple, orange, and then like
I think they got that white
burgundy,
too.
That white and burgundy. That's it.
Nah, I'm sorry. I think everybody who brought something was smart because not only is you gonna get views off YouTube, wait until a couple years and sell that shit online. That shit gonna be worth you mad so? Money. Hell yeah!
But she dropping some more though.
Yeah, but she gave it to celebrities though. I don't think so.
I think people gonna be dying for this
I'm
shit.
Tired of celebrities getting free shit and they got mad money.
Right.
Word. Just so they can post that shit.
Mad free shit.
That's like, if anybody should have got free Ivy Park, it should have been us broke people who ain't got
homeless
it
people.
Been me.
Get your phone.
Homeless
up.
People.
What?
Did ain't no say- homeless. Let me shut up. Ain't got no business in no Ivy Park.
Take me some clothes.
You ain't getting my dollar if I see you in some Ivy Park.
Exactly. If I see a homeless person at Ivy Park, you give me some damn money.
Nah,
he
got
them for free.
You selling that shit for $50. Not even knowing how much it's worth.
Beyonce must have gave that to them. You're not going to think that.
No, I'm not.
You're going to be like, what the hell you doing at Ivy Park asking me for $1?
In fact, we're going to be doing some type of even exchange. I give him some, he give me the outfit.
Nah, he's selling that shit.
I give him $1 that for that Ivy Park.
I'm good off that outfit, too.
Well, he can have it on his body because, ew, that's nasty.
Girl,
cleaner. Y'all can wash that shit. Like,
not, that's going to be a lot of cleaner. It's going to be no color.
Mm-mm. Take it to the cleaners, Amanda. That's why I'm
going. Ain't going to be no color.
That'll make a good YouTube video. I bought Ivy Park off a homeless man for $1. Tell me that's not a YouTube. That's
you're right, you're right. You're going to get mad clicks.
Clickbait.
Facts. That's exactly what that is. They're like, what?
Nah, but if it really happened, it's not clickbait.
Word. Mine's would be to make click a site. Nah, I bought this from the website.
That's me and I'm an X off ASAP.
Right, and I'm gonna give you a thumbs down.
Facts.
For lying.
And I'm.
Am I the only one who goes straight to the comments to see if the video is clickbait?
No.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I do that. As soon as I go on the video, if I think it's maybe clickbait, I'll check the comments and see what everybody's talking about first.
And do you be right?
So wait, could you look at the comments without giving it your view?
No, I think once you click on it, they get that view.
Do the view happen as soon as the 1 second start, or is it 5 seconds?
I don't know. I think as soon as you click on it, that's that view.
But they don't get watch time.
Oh, okay.
From you.
Damn. Oh, okay, that's good to know. I got to note that. What's your favorite thing to do while y'all doing y'all makeup? What's your favorite part of
being girl, I'll be too serious when I'm doing my makeup, so I don't know.
I like... What's my favorite part? I think doing the highlighting is my favorite part.
I like contouring.
Mm. Yeah. You be doing the bronze and stuff, too?
No, I just have highlight and contour. I don't know about none of that rest of that stuff.
My favorite part is foundation and doing my high. Oh no, you talking about highlighter, like the sparkly shit, with shade,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I like highlighting under my eyes. Like after you do the foundation, do you do highlight with a lighter?
Yeah, the concealer. Shade? I like that part too.
I like that part.
No,
I love eyeliner, but that's the part I hate because I take that part so serious. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, I take my answer back. I like that part too. Cause I like drawing triangles underneath my eyes.
Yeah, and then the blend that junk in real smooth.
Yep. Wait, do y'all do that before or after the foundation?
After.
For somebody else.
After, I do after. And when I first started doing my makeup, I used to didn't do that, but now I do it. And sometimes, if I'm in the mood, I use the baking powder. When I'm in the mood, when I'm feeling real fancy.
Baking powder.
No, not setting powder. Setting powder.
Setting powder. But I don't really understand like the whole baking thing, like the long time, short time.
It depends on your skin texture. I know for me, since I have bags under my eyes, if I don't set or bake, that foundation and that highlight will seep right through my creases. So it depends. If you don't have mad creases in your face, you don't have to set that long.
I set for about a good 20, 30 minutes.
Really?
Damn. Because I don't know that process. Don't mind me.
I know somebody who said they go in the shower and let that shit still bake on their face.
Oh, no, yeah, I have heard that.
What the heck? It's not going to get wet?
If they don't wash their face, I guess not. Their face already
done. I guess the steam. I don't know.
I don't know.
What the hell? It splashed off your shoulders. I don't know.
You know what I heard, too? I've heard some people say that they use setting spray when they concealing their face.
Setting spray. Nah.
Like they spray it and then they pat it in. I don't know. I never tried it yet, but I want to see if it's like a difference.
No. Only use setting powder after. I mean, the setting spray afterwards. And I be spraying a lot.
Girl, you need like 2 sprays, max 3.
It smells so good, so I be spraying it. My face be looking red sometimes.
What part do you have to be most serious about when doing your makeup? Like, all right, I need concentration. Do not
move. Right.
My cut and crease. Oh my God, do not move me. I am focused. This line has to be right. I'll put my cut.
My eyebrows.
Eyebrows is hard. I gave up on that shit. I don't even do them no more.
No, my eyebrows take 2 seconds. That cut and crease don't bother me.
What about you, Nico?
I think my highlighter, because I don't like when I can see like the blunt sparkle.
Yes, you want it like if you turn, you see it gradually.
Right.
Yeah, that's hard.
I made a lot of mistakes before, looking like I don't even know.
Yeah, that's the reason why I stopped doing highlight. I had Fenty Beauty Trophy Wipe, and I feel like when I put it on my cheek, it's not like a gradual highlight. It's like a bam. It's
blunt. I feel like that's because the brush. You got to get those flare brushes.
Yeah.
What you think?
Since we're on brushes, do y'all think the brushes are like real important on how your makeup comes out?
Yes. Yes. Because there's certain concealer brushes you have to use to get a very flat, like cut and crease. Mm-hmm. I recommend Crown Brush. Or if you want to be expensive, go get you some Morphe.
I'll be using any brush. I'll pull out my makeup bag for anything.
For anything.
See, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that.
You don't, do not be care as long as it's getting done.
You supposed to really look at your brush.
She's talking about Crown Brush. Only brush I know is the Fan Brush.
No, that's a brand. Crown Brush is a brand.
Okay.
Lashay, she don't care. She gonna get a big ass brush, use her eyeshadow, it's done. As long as I look good.
No, seriously.
See, look, Lashay, I have about a good 60 brushes that I have to clean.
You said 16?
60. 60. 60? 60.
Yeah, I got a lot of brushes.
Damn.
Girl, I got 5 brushes.
No, for real, I probably got like 8. Yo, brushes are expensive too.
They are, but the more expensive it is, the more it lasts and you get better results. Some brushes that are cheap can't hold makeup. They can't hold the powder.
60 brushes, Brie?
Oh yeah, but they all different kinds though. Like I got some Amazon, some I got Jeffree Star brushes, I got Crown brushes.
If you buy those big brushes, packs, it come with like 10 brushes in one pack.
Mm-hmm. One day I was gonna buy a set of brushes from Elf. Y'all like Elf? Elf products?
Yeah, Elf brushes like is Elf. Good.
Elf, do not sleep on Elf primer and Elf moisturizer.
Yeah, I like their primer. Yes, I love the Elf primer, the hydrating primer, the one, the blue
yes,
one.
Yes,
like
that junk works wonders.
It makes my face feel so soft. I like.
Do
that
not one. Sleep on drugstore makeup. Some of that yes. makeup is
LA,
good.
What's that, LA girl?
Yep, that's the concealer I use. That's what I was just about to ask y'all next.
Damn, you still use that shit?
What?
Mm-hmm. I know some yeah, people use that shit for their whole face, like as foundation.
For real, son.
Oh yeah, I know. I commented on her YouTube, like really.
So nah, don't sleep. I still use them dollar lipsticks when needed.
Oh no, nah, I don't use no dollar lipstick. Do y'all be wearing makeup to the gym?
Yeah.
Like, but
you're not supposed to.
But wait, do you put makeup on to go to the gym, or you just happen to have makeup on and then you go to the gym?
Nah, I just happen to have it.
But sometimes if I want to record in the gym, I'll do my makeup.
Okay. Like, will you do color eyeshadow, or do you just do like a regular natural look?
Nah, yeah. It depends. I'll do my eyeshadow. I'll do everything.
Yo, eyeshadow is hard as hell to do, yo.
I love eyeshadow.
That shit is hard.
Yo, I love blending colors.
I be giving up. I be giving up on hella shit. I'm like, yo, if I don't get it the first two tries, it's over.
But that's how you learn, though.
Yeah, but it's also, if it's your passion, like, you love makeup, so.
But I think she grew a love for it.
We just needed to be done.
Right.
I think she grew a love for it because she didn't give up on it. Right. She grew a love for it, and she took it as a challenge, and she kept learning, like, this is what I did wrong last time, and she grew a love for it.
Do y'all think doing your makeup is fun? I feel like I like doing it. It's fun. I enjoy doing it.
For me, I actually feel like my makeup is no longer fun because I'm trying to do technical, I'm trying to improve, so I'm doing harder stuff. So it's like, if I don't like it, I would be so mad because I wasted 2 hours to do a look and I don't like it.
What about when you do like it and you finally achieve it and you be like, yo, I fucked this shit up.
Oh yeah, yeah, that yeah. But sometimes I don't like it. I be like, oh my God, this is hard.
Damn. What about you, Amanda?
I don't know. I'm not gonna say I enjoy it because I feel like when it's time to go out, that's when something messes up on my face. That junk is annoying. Like, I know how to do it, so why am I sitting here messing up? Or suddenly I got to sneeze, or suddenly I got a freaking itch on my face. Uh-huh. That junk is annoying.
I feel like when we rush, that's when the stuff don't be coming out.
I hate, that's the only time I don't like doing makeup. It's just when I'm in a rush.
Right. That's just what I'm like.
Right. Dropping shit, spilling shit, breaking shit.
You're like, all right, what's next? And you forget shit. I hate when I put my foundation on before I put my eyelashes on. That really irks me.
Before your foundation?
Yeah, I put my lashes on, then my foundation.
That's the first time I ever heard of that.
I bake and put my lashes on.
Brianna put her lashes on the last thing.
That's the last thing for me. That's the closing.
Supposed to be. Yeah. That's how most people do it.
Yeah, when they watch YouTube, they put their eyeshadow, their lashes, then the foundation and shit.
Nah, I never heard of that.
What? They do their foundation and stuff, and then they put their lashes
on. That girl you saw that do that Valentine, did she put hers on first?
No, she does her makeup, and then she put her lashes on last.
I've always heard of the lashes being last. That's like
sometimes they do the eyeshadow, the foundation, and then the lashes.
I know when I first started doing makeup, I used to do my foundation and then my eyeshadow. But then, you know, as makeup evolved and everybody started doing it, I see why people put on eyeshadow and then foundation. Because
that's
fallout on your foundation. Your foundation looking crazy.
Yeah. You got to wipe that off.
Oh, yeah. That day I used pink. Oh, my God.
Your foundation before or after the eyeshadow that day?
No, I did the eyeshadow first, but I thought it was so much pink on my face, I thought it was going to be seen through my foundation.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
I know. Especially when you're using that glitter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I love glitter. That shit is so messy.
It is.
I never tried glitter on myself before.
Good luck.
It is a process, but
yeah, get some glitter glue.
It's a good payout.
Nix glitter glue, you be all right.
Yeah, that's what I got. That shit is another. That should be looking easy too, and it's not.
I know I went on YouTube and seen this girl do a cut and crease. I'm like, okay, I went out and bought all that shit that she did, and I went home like, oh my gosh, I played myself.
Yeah, that should be looking so easy.
It looks so easy when they do it. Like,
oh, I could do that. Cut, crease, okay, pat, done, cool. Girl, boy.
Do you know how long it took for me to perfect that cut and crease? I still have not perfected it yet. Just enough.
Damn. And I don't know. I got little eyelids. So what you supposed to do when you got little eyelids?
Oh, like, I don't know, but they do say, like, some people just type it on YouTube and see what people do.
A lot of people go over their lid so it could look like you have more eyelid. I know a couple people do that, so
yeah, I think that's true because I do go over my
crease.
Yeah,
you go over your crease.
Okay, I feel like when we went to a Jamaican girl party and I had the glitter, I think I went over my. I guess my lids, because it was pretty, like, a lot of glitter. Okay. I don't know. I feel like it's easy to do that with the glitter and not the color, because what if I'm blinking my eyes? Isn't the color going to fold and shit?
Nah, because that's what your concealer and primer is for before you throw it on, and so it won't crease.
That's what the base is. That's supposed to move.
That's what, so you can see the color and so it's not creasing into your eyes. So when you blink up and down, it's not going to fold in.
Lachey, do you bake your concealer when you do your bait? I mean, your concealer for your shadow?
No.
Because that works too, when bringing the color out. Bake it so it won't move.
No, I just put the concealer and I put that color on.
Yeah, just use a little bit of the bake. Like, put on a small little bunny brush and pat it in. Just a little bit. And then use your shadow.
Oh, and I have the Airspun one. It smells so good. Y'all know that one? I got it from...
you said Air what?
Airspun. I got it from Aaliyah J. Oh, and I don't even know why I got it, because she lied to me. So... But this other brown skin girl, she uses it, so... I guess it's good. I use it a couple of times.
I was about to say, how do you like using it?
It really does make my face light, but I don't know. I'm not really big on the highlighting areas under my eyes. I think I just do it because it's a part of the makeup.
Some people say you don't need it, though.
You it's don't. Something I feel that's like you
don't. Make you buy more products.
Right, because I feel like you could just put foundation on and you good.
They said primer is a scam.
Damn, really?
Mm-hmm. They said that in the beauty community, primer is a scam. We've been there using it. Now all of a sudden, this is something we need.
Yeah, so why do we use primer?
I don't know.
I guess to mat our face, because when you do use a primer, it does match your face. Like, it does something to your face, dries it out or something.
I don't know, but that
elf primer, I feel like when I use primer, the makeup don't soak into my pores. Okay. Maybe it's a mental thing.
Oh, you probably got the mattifying primer too. That I've used a primer like that where it don't seep into my pores.
Yeah, I feel like even if I like accidentally fall asleep, it don't really seep into. I feel like it's a barrier between my skin and all that damn makeup.
That makes sense.
The makeup world is a lot. Going on.
We've been talking about makeup for like
48 minutes,
and we was only supposed to be talking about it for like 20 minutes.
We might as well finish and dedicate the episode to
Like it's still a lot of products that I'm looking at too. Like I'm looking for more of the shimmery type glitters now. So it's like, so when I pat that in instead of my thick glitters, so that's something I'm looking into. Right now that I was showing Amanda, so it's a lot of stuff, and I still look at other people's bases, like Helen. It's a Helen product I want to try.
Damn, I never even heard of that.
Brianna, do you do other people makeup?
No, but I need to start learning, though, because people keep asking me, oh my God, I love your makeup.
I was about to say, that's a nice reason. Well, that's another benefit of doing your makeup and, like, taking it off, because people going to be like, damn, she beat my face. I wish she could do mine.
Yeah, they. I be that shit could become a
whole side hustle,
right?
But I gotta practice though.
And you could record it too.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes it don't be that easy doing it on other people like it is doing it on yourself.
Word. It's not.
I tried to do eyeliner years back. That shit was a whole failure.
Nah, was it?
It was, because that's when you first introduced me to the Kiss eyeliner. I was like, oh, this junk is not coming off. I need to get this one.
No. I still use that one, yo. Damn, yo. I got to upgrade my eyeliner.
Yeah, that was my go-to until I went to the Fenty Beauty. But, nah, that one is still good, because that, I remember trying to wipe it off your eyes, and it would not budge at all.
So, do y'all think the Fenty is worth it?
And your honest opinion. Or is it overrated because it's Rihanna?
I mean, I heard that it's basically like the Fit Me, the Maybelline Fit Me, the foundation. I haven't used her foundation, but y'all have, right?
Yeah.
Have you used
the Fit Me? But let me tell you this. If you get a darker than your skin complexion, like, you're going to look orange. I promise you, you're going to look orange. Get your shade color.
Get your shade color. Why would I get darker?
Because, you know, in the summer, you get darker. Like, oh, yeah. I still have my dark color from the summer.
Yeah, you so have it's to
making
go,
me look orange.
Yeah, you have to go back to your regular color.
Gotta go back you to your regular the color.
Foundation.
Damn. Last summer, I didn't really wear makeup that much. So this summer, I'm probably going to have to, like, find a new color for myself. Because I do be getting mad dark during the summer.
Yeah, that's why I see a lot of people, they do have about 3 different foundations. Mm. Lighter one.
And people be mixing it too at all mm-hmm. together.
I never like, learned how to do that.
I hate that. I'm not giving a company my money for the same thing probably 3 times so it could match with my face. That's
but your skin does
yo,
change.
They be like, I gotta do that. That like, it ain't for me.
How into makeup you gotta be to realize that you need 3 different
it's a mental thing. They think that no makeup have their particular shade.
And I'm not like, but I'm not blast because Jackie Aina from YouTube,
mm-hmm.
she's dope, but she be killing me with the nobody has her shade. Like, come on. Nobody.
Somebody got it.
But you gotta realize I'm not saying to mix the colors. I'm saying if you get darker in the summer, you have it. If you get lighter in the winter, you have
mm-hmm.
it. You do get a little darker in the spring, you know, and when it's getting towards the summer.
It's
that way you already have it.
That's true. I'm talking about for people who feel like they need to have their own custom color because they are the only person who's this complexion in the right. world.
Now, I've like, watched some YouTube people that was like that. I've watched that.
Like, Fenty ain't dropped like 30 colors. Come
they drop, she dropped 50 shades and you telling me you not near one of these shades? Please. that's your problem. That is not the company's problem. I'm sorry.
Wait, so the foundation, is foundation supposed to match your skin completely? Or can it be a little bit lighter? Because I have some NYX foundation and it matches my skin completely. Whereas though, it doesn't look like I have anything on.
Nah, you want it to match completely. You ain't trying to walk outside when you in a club and that flashy.
And I think it's matte. I think NYX foundation.
Nah, that's good then. My NARS matches me completely. Like when I put it on, it don't look like I put it on.
Like you don't want to be in a club and they take a picture of you and then you got your neck.
Brown.
Okay.
And your foundation is orange.
So how far do y'all put y'all foundation on?
I'm putting like, on my neck. Sometimes my shoulder. My I don't play.
Okay.
My shoulder.
Sometimes I've dapped my little beauty blender on my shoulder. And I also do my ears too.
Your ears,
I do my ears.
And you know why I put it on my chest too in case my breast is out? You know, I could put a little bit of that trophy wipe on there.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I put glitter on my chest.
But get my little shimmer on.
And then I go underneath my chin, too. I go underneath my chin.
Yeah. Me, too. A lot of people be missing that. Like, girl, you cannot just be doing that on your face and then your body is a whole different color. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
At least blend it out, you know, a little bit.
A little something. Damn, yo.
My foundation is not my color. I feel like it's lighter. But I feel like when I blend it out, it looks good.
Yeah, that could happen too. As long as you want to blend it out for your choice, that's all I'm out.
As long as that neck match your face.
That's
than we all could.
That's so embarrassing. And after I'm done my makeup, I always flip the camera and I put the flash on my face and record.
Yes, to make sure.
Y'all be doing that? I gotta do that.
Yes, because imagine, your house lighting is totally different from photos outside.
I gotta do that.
That shit will look beat like a professional in the house.
You know how many times I had to redo some makeup?
Girl. You a whole ghost.
Yep. I use Snapchat. So I turn my flash on and I flip that camera and I just go around my whole face. And I go on the side of my face, I go underneath, and then I look and see what I missed.
I never did that. I can't wait to get dolled up and beat the shit out of my face now. We keep talking about all this makeup.
Hell yeah. I do that shit every single time.
Put all the tips and tricks together and that we talked about.
And that shit be showing me. Like, I use a beauty blender to put my foundation on, and sometimes it be showing me that I be having, like, the mark from my beauty blender on my face.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yes. What? Hell yeah. So I'll be having to go back in and blend that shit.
Oh, nah. I can see what you're talking about because if you use that flat part of the blue blender, it does leave on.
So I'll be having to go back over my shit.
So you never use a foundation brush?
No. I wanted to, though.
Buy your foundation brush from Crown Brush. Go to Crown Brush and get the foundation brush. That brush is life.
Where Crown is sold at? Can I buy it on Amazon?
No, buy it offline. They got a website. It's like $3. Brush is mad cheap.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Because I was just talking to Amanda about that. I want to use a brush. I want to try a brush.
I want to try a foundation brush, too. I haven't
tried it yet. Yeah, you use my Crown Brush.
Not for foundation, though.
Oh, well, then try it. It's clean.
Speaking of that,
it's clean.
To be honest, how often y'all clean y'all brushes? Well, if you use makeup a lot.
Girl. Yo, I got a whole bunch of brushes and you won't catch me cleaning them till like probably a month or two later.
Girl,
I don't clean mine.
Let me tell you something. That is a process.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it makes me mad when they wet and I'm ready to use them.
Damn.
Yeah, you gotta clean them the day before you go out. You cannot clean the same day.
That shit make me mad when I'm ready to use them and these shit still wet. Now what the fuck I'm putting my makeup on with my hand?
Damn. My favorite YouTuber, she uses a bathtub to wash up brushes.
Bro.
She put them in the tub and she just let them float and then she put soap on her hands. She picked the brush up and then she rubbed the brush on her hands.
I'm not putting my brushes in the kitchen sink. I get a glass mug. Like I said, I only got five brushes. I get a glass mug. I put some olive oil or whatever kind of oil I got, plus dish soap and a little bit of water, and that's it.
Okay.
And I just rub it. I might let it soak, but
I can't seem to clean best? That concealer brush. If y'all got any tips. I cannot clean that brush.
Well, I don't, we ain't got no tips because we only got 8 brushes over here.
We only clean them like every other month.
I never cleaned them shits. I got them for Christmas last year. I never cleaned them. The beauty blender, I just bought the ones. That's it.
Some people be throwing them
shits. Oh, I threw mine in the washing machine. It worked.
Oh,
I'm fucking dead.
I'm going to do that.
I didn't.
Yeah, a lot of people did. I heard. And Bree said it worked.
I cleaned like 2 of them.
It's not going to mess up your clothes.
I'm so mad.
Why would you throw them in there with clothes?
So you want to do a whole machine with one fucking blue. I can get my money's worth out this fucking machine.
Can you imagine spending $5 on a large bag to wash one bleach brush? You just go get another one for $1?
That's true.
Where do y'all get your bleach brushes from? Y'all get them from the dollar store?
$2.99. Maybe $2.99.
Yeah, but not no dollar.
I wish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It better be cheaper than a damn laundromat.
Go on a dollar day to wash it.
Y'all, we gotta move on.
Sis, we might as well leave this whole episode for makeup. we got a special tip for everybody when they doing their Valentine's
Day. This was makeup. And then
makeup. I feel like every time I do my makeup, it's the same exact look.
Really?
Oh, nah. I be trying different colors. I be looking on Pinterest. See what I
do. I'm going to tell you what I do. I do my regular foundation and I contour. Then I got some highlight, my eyebrows, and I do a lip liner, a brown lip liner around, and lip gloss. Boom. Boom.
Done.
That's it. I'm a badass bitch. Can't nobody talk.
What? Sometimes my shadow gotta match my outfit.
Yeah. Okay, so even though you said it's the same all the time, but do you like it?
I love it.
So that's all that matters.
But sometimes I be wanting to, like, you know,
spice it up.
Eyeshadow and shit on.
So why you don't do it?
Sometimes
I'm
scared.
Sometimes I might be scared.
I had an
anesthetic. Yeah, I do be scared. If you want to try a new look, do not try it on the day you're going out.
Well, I have done that, and I look crazy.
Listen, my motto is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I would dead ass be like, I'm not going. Why? I don't feel like it. I'm not going.
You can't try nothing new on the day going out.
I learned that.
Stress yourself out.
Damn. Nah, I would just take it all off and just do the regular.
Damn, but then you leave a residue. That shit ain't gonna be perfectly clean from when you
wipe. Or especially what kind of colors you use.
Or at this point, I just gotta go with it. I just gotta fix it.
You gotta fix it.
You gotta do something to that.
Worst be when you try to fix your mistake and you make an even bigger mistake.
Oh my god. That definitely happens to me mad times.
Now, what makes me mad is when I'm trying to put on my lashes and I accidentally put the glue in the spot where it's not supposed to be.
Damn.
Now I gotta try to scratch the glue off and redo all of this. And that's
just, damn.
I hate that.
That'd be happening to me too, yo.
Ain't nothing like when the hair glue gets into your eyeshadow and you can see it when you move it. Oh my god.
You gotta put more eyeshadow to cover that little spot.
Yup, exactly. Damn.
Before we move on to our Dear Shade segment, I just want to say, ladies, we enjoy doing our makeup. We feel and we know we look good, but please, ladies, do not become dependent on it. Makeup is just our enhancement to our beauty. You are already beautiful. Remember that.
Yes.
Keep that in mind, because it's real easy to become dependent on it.
Mm-hmm. You see how you really look. I'm telling you, all them black marks you covering with that foundation, you have to remember it's still there when you take it off.
Yes. And you know, for me, it's the, like, dark circles around my eyes. I feel like once I take my makeup off, they like more noticeable.
They like it got bigger. Like,
yeah, they're more noticeable. I don't like that. But you know, it is what it is. I like them at the end of the day. Okay. Now on to our Dear Shade segment. This is our first question. This is going down in history. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Okay. Dear Shay, why do I only attract men who are not on my level financially or mentally? I just don't get it. Any suggestions in finding the man I deserve? That's a good question.
That is a good question. Sound like she is done with these bum-ass niggas.
You know, it's always been said that women are more mature than men. No. It's always been said that women are more mature than men. And, you know, guys find it attractive to know that a woman has her own and that she's independent. But sad to say, you got to kind of kiss a lot of frogs before you get to your prince, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And it sounds kind of cliche, but you got to be patient. Don't go looking for him. He'll find you one day. You just got to be confident. Just stay focused on yourself. Continue loving on yourself. And before you know it, this guy, he's going to come sweep you off your little pretty feet. And I really believe it, because I really believe there's someone for everyone out here. Like, there is someone for you, for me, for everybody.
Amen. Yeah, that's true. And remember, you the prize, not these niggas out here.
Seriously, like, you, we really are the gift. Like, without us, like,
nobody will be here. Period.
Nobody will be here.
Period.
So.
Period. So yeah, I hope this helps.
You gotta wait for them to do their dirt, unfortunately, and just wait for them when they ready to settle down. Not wait for them, but these guys out here trying to have their fun still. So you might as well have your fun too.
True. Until we both done having fun, right?
Yup.
So yeah. I hope that helps a little and gives you a little bit of comfort to our anonymous listener. Thanks for the question. But yeah. That's it for today, guys.
Woo!
I just want to thank my guests. And before we close out, my two ladies here, Amanda and Brianna, have their YouTube channels. So I'm going to give you the stage to shout your channels and your IGs out, because my listeners will follow and subscribe because they loyal. So go ahead.
That's right. All right. I'm going to go first. My name is Amanda, but hit me up on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Honestly, I want you to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Self Love Manda. That's it. Self Love Manda. All together. Boom.
And she got like 1,000 Instagrams, y'all.
I do. Like I said, worry about the YouTube, because that's where the money is.
Okay.
Go ahead, and then, you know, they got the curvy brick, which is me.
Woo!
_ You can follow me on my IG, or you can follow me subscribe to my channel on YouTube. It's _curvybrie. That's about it. Make sure you subscribe. I mostly like to subscribe.
And don't forget, and what they be saying, don't forget to click the bell for notifications.
Yes, the notification bell.
They should be on it.
Right.
Subscribe
and comment.
To click that notification bell
and comment
and join our fitness challenge.
Yeah, y'all do that. Y'all,
the summertime is coming, ladies,
listeners. Y'all join they fitness thing. Why eat my burger?
Yeah, you see how she's saying, y'all doing it, right?
Why eat my burger? But yeah, thanks guys for coming on the Pink Room.
Thank you.
I enjoyed this talk.
I feel special.
Yes, you should. Okay, because we gonna
not just anybody could be
exactly because we're real selective. Period.
Real selective.
And for the
ladies,
nothing but the best. Period. And for the ladies listening, tuning in, thanks for listening to today's Girl Talk. Catch you next week on the next episode of the Pink Room. Mwah.